And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We have the man, Captain Jimmy Kingsville, in here. He is the Fraser Optics rep, gyropros.com, fishing expert on the tuna, on the marlin, on everything in Southern California that swims. And we're having a great show here, talking fishing.
You're not kidding, man. Lots of great stuff going on. And we want you to be a part of it here. Another full hour coming your way. And if you got questions, we would love to hear from you this morning. Two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line, which again is 858 area code 457-1090. One more time, 858-457-1090, or toll-free. And there's one toll-free line. It's the only line in the building that's available right now, and it is open, 877-792-1090, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking all kinds of fishing, talking binoculars, talking gyropros.com, we've also got a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Somebody is going to win that Rapala Williamson lure package, hand-picked bag full of baits from Rapala and Williamson. We really appreciate that because you are going to be stoked when you get that gift.
Oh, yeah. You can catch some tuna with those X-Wraps. There's no doubt about it. Continuing our catch report with Captain Clowers. Captain Al Clowers. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, yeah, I'm on my boat with a party with Gavin and his two friends with their three kids, and it's pretty wide open. We got just loaded a bunch of spotties and keeper halibut, so it's mayhem out here.
Nice.
Anyway, yeah, I haven't been able to call in because I've been so busy, you know, but, you know, the fishing is crazy. You know, that offshore stuff like you guys have been talking about, just crazy up and down the coast. You know, I've been out there catching that yellowfin and I mean, in all different ways, underbird, trolling, patties, there's a mix of Dorado filtering in. You know, it's just phenomenal. You know, last week I couldn't call in because I fished that El Cajon Ford Night Series and I didn't get home till 5:30 in the morning. I couldn't wake up on time. But, you know, I want to give a shout-out to Paul Leader out there at El Cajon Ford. I know Let's Talk Hookup, one of the sponsors, is the Ford dealership, and they put on a really good derby out there. And, you know, I weighed in a 10:23 that night, and I didn't get big fish.
You got to be kidding me. No way.
Check this out. A 10:36, one big fish out of 10:26. We took second place with 17 pounds. And they beat us by, like, a shake of the bag on the water, you know?
What a night, Al. Well, certainly sounds like fishing going on.
Yeah, but, hey, it's phenomenal fishing from the bay to the lake to the offshore, man. It's just, today is epic weather. I was out running away from lightning yesterday, and today it's just beautiful. It doesn't get any better out here as it is today, you know?
Great time to go fishing and great time to go with Al. You take kids out all the time. You take people out and catch on, get on some big fish, yellowtail, tuna offshore, or bonefish and spotted bay bass and more halibut in the bay, even the freshwater stuff. So we want to go fishing with Captain Clowers. How do we get a hold of you, Al?
They can call me direct at 619-800-FISH. Go to my website, CaptainClowers.com, or pull me off of Let's Talk Hookup. And the fishing is good as your guys' show. You guys' show is really killer lately. And, you know, I listen to that thing every now and then. It fires me up. And the fishing out here is just amazing.
All right, Al. CaptainClowers.com. That's the man, Al Clowers. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, Al. Appreciate the call this morning.
Thanks, Al.
You know, we talked about gyropros.com, and that's Jimmy's business that he started, like he said, you know, because there was nobody out here selling the best, the gyroscopic binoculars by Fraser Optics, formerly Fraser Volpe. And you're offering our listeners a special deal, right, on both the Mariner and the Bylite.
Yes, absolutely. You put in the promotion code, you just put in hookup and we'll take off $100.
Just the word hookup.
Just the word hookup. In the coupon code.
And there's no discounts on these things. So this is a kind of a rare deal. So, but what if somebody finds a price for, like, $20 or $30 less on the internet, because it could happen. I mean, there's guys that bootleg stuff in and stuff like that. What's the difference with buying it from GyroPros and you versus buying it from somebody else?
Well, the bottom line is you're going to get me to talk to. If you have a problem, I'm there forever. And I've had calls from people that I sold binoculars, 7 years ago, and hey, I finally had a problem. What do I do? How do I do it? You give me a call, give me an email, and we take care of you. We got to send them back to Pennsylvania. They get worked on there. You know, it's just like if you decide to go with like a Fujinon, you recommend that you go to someone like Brian at Baker Marine. If you're going to go with a Fujinon, he's going to be the guy that fixes them. He's going to be there forever. And that's just one of the things. It's a sophisticated device, and when something goes wrong, you want someone there to talk to.
You're making such a major investment to save $20 by buying one on eBay. It's crazy.
Crazy.
Because anything that happens, and not just when something goes wrong, because I'll tell you, these things don't go wrong. Like, I guarantee I don't know that there can be a more harsh environment than my pair of mariners go through. You know what? We don't fish on a yacht. They don't live in a cradle. I mean, I fish on a skiff. They get bounced around. My poor case is salt crusted. I mean, they live in such a hard life. And mine have bounced off the seat multiple times where I, freak out, and they're perfect.
They're
but
strong.
If and when something happens, you have someone to talk to. Like, there's no talking to somebody when
no.
you buy them through eBay. You literally call Jim and say, okay, well, what do I do? Or even having a guy that you can say, I don't feel like they're adjusted to me right. What do I do? You get to pick up the phone and call the professionals to have them walk you through it.
And the other thing, too, is Jimmy did the same thing with my pair. Is if you wear glasses, it's set up differently than if you're just going without glasses, looking through them. You want to get a different setup on it. And Jimmy showed me, okay, I was doing it wrong. I had the eye rings.
Did take them off.
And I didn't take them off and put the other things on, and it made all the difference in the world.
Right.
You don't get that on eBay or Marine or anything like that.
Right. It's critical how you set them up, how you
tune
them up for you. And
you're going to spend $4,500 on a pair of binoculars. Don't worry about saving $50 or $20.
Get Jimmy's deal here.
Yeah. Hey, time to find out what's going on the water. Our fishdope.com reporter is standing by, and everybody knows him. Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. There he is. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Jimmy, thank you very much for those binoculars. They changed the whole world for me. I'm able to catch fish now. I wasn't able to do that before I got those binoculars. So
we were wondering what changed.
Hey, we're out here, guys, right now. We're
looks like we're
there. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we just got you back.
Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Okay, I don't know. I'm on the sat phone. It sounded like I lost you there. We started out off at 8 miles off the Oceanside today with the whole San Diego fleet. Not much going on there today. I don't know why, but it's kind of dried up there today. So we're outside here looking for a kelp, but the week has been nothing but phenomenal. We've been starting out 4 or 5 miles from Dana Point, just working down the coast, finding lots of breaking fish, sonar marks, bluefin, yellowfin, and occasional dorado. Oh, up and down the coast, way offshore, 4 or 5 miles. It's been pretty spectacular, guys. If you're not going fishing, I have no idea what you could possibly be waiting for. It's happening right now. You got to get out here.
Yeah, man. So it's just moved offshore a little bit, Dave? Is that what you're saying?
I think so. I'm like 11 miles, 12 miles out. We're seeing a few breaking fish right now, Pete. But I don't know. I see those.
Pretty scratchy.
Well,
there.
Yeah, pretty scratchy there. But anyway, time to get out there and go fishing. And the way to find that stuff is through fishdope.com. Guys like Dave, guys like Mark, all the guys report to Fishdope, and you know exactly where to get the fish right now by using fishdope.com. $169 for a complete year, 365 days of coverage for you. And you can save $20 on a new membership now by using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, it's all lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW. And, of course, Dave, your saltwaterguide.com is the spot to find you, right?
Yeah, you guys can give me a call at 949-374-0786 for the tip on the web of your saltwater guide. And, hey, guys, stop spending money on tackle. Get a pair of gyros.
Hey, There it is, right there.
Well, I don't know about all that now.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a great idea.
Oh, hey, that's right. We got a taco guy right here. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the report. Thanks for giving that on-the-water report. That's when you know it's really fresh stuff. But see, what was Dave was saying was we just found another spot. He's got them on the gyros.
Yeah.
He wouldn't see those if it wasn't for his gyros.
You know, it's one of the problems with buying gyros is that you're going to go through more tackle.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
You're going to go through it.
Well, we appreciate that report from Dave. Again, sponsored in part by Job Site Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades. Unistrut is the original metal framing that features the unique weldless construction. Unistrut metal framing, it is the time and money saving alternative to conventional support methods. Come see the largest selection of Unistrut at jobsitesupply.co.com if you want to get a little more detail. Job Site Supply, really good group of guys, Skeeton and Dan, very big fishermen, very into our business and what we do, and just a great set of guys. If you're in that construction business, couldn't recommend Job Site
Why
Supply.
Why would you go anywhere else?
Yeah, it's
you go with guys that have common interests for you. If you listen to this show, jobsitesupplyco.com.
That's it.
There you go. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Rudy, who's calling us in Carlsbad this morning. Good morning, Rudy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I've got a couple of questions about your binoculars. Now, do your binoculars, are they on the same plane as a set of Zeiss or something like that? Do you do your own in-house optics and stuff, or do you buy them separately?
No, you know, this all comes from Fraser Optics. They're a small business out in Warminster, Pennsylvania. And, you know, they come up with all the glass, and I don't know what their most recent supplier of their glass is, but the Zeiss is premier first-class glass if you buy the expensive Zeiss. And the Fraser Optics glass is not going to be that as good a quality, but the what you get in the gyro just tenfolds the minute difference in the glass. I would be afraid to see what the cost of a Fraser optic would be if you put some top-notch
True
quality glass. You're going to spend another $1,000.
The fact is that Fraser optics isn't just made for the fishermen. They're actually made more for military purposes,
oh, yeah.
Right?
This is not a fishing device. No,
yeah.
They're mil-spec. They're waterproof. They're float. They come with a full two-year warranty. And that's been one of my problems this last month. It took me a month to get 6 units constructed because the U.S. Army just did a big order, and they're producing 100 units a month from this little company. And it's taxed them, and it's causing me to have grief getting product right now.
Just trying to get product. But you actually have 2 left.
I have,
of the Bylights
I have
in stock.
2 left right now, yes.
Right now.
And I'll be ordering more on Monday, but I don't know how long the Monday
orders. It could
orders.
Take a month. It could be the tuna could be gone by the time you get them, right?
Gosh, I hope not.
Yeah, you hope not. But the reason I'm saying this, if you want a pair of gyros for this season, Jimmy's got 2 left.
Yeah, exactly.
So you better get on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to give you a little story about a friend of ours, Steve Paisel. And Steve just loves to fish, and he is really into fishing on his little boat.
Are you
going to
do the propeller story?
No, I'm not going to do that. Not the propeller story.
Okay, got it.
But Steve was just getting so frustrated, just going out and catching nothing. And I said, well, what are you seeing? He goes, well, I'm not seeing anything. I go, well, why are you not seeing anything? And everybody else is seeing the bird schools. They're seeing the jumping tuna. They're seeing the porpoise. They're seeing all this stuff. The reason is he had a pair of West Marine 7x50, $250 pair of trash binoculars, basically what it is. So I said, okay, you want a game changer, you need to buy a pair of Bylights from GyroPros and from Jimmy. So he did.
Absolutely.
He did. And you watch. It's going to change his name. He got one of the pairs that came through, and it's going to change his game because he's now going to be able to see things. Whether he's going to be able to put fish on the boat or not, he's going to be in the right area. You know, that's another question. But it's a game changer because you're going to be where you need to be because you can see what's going on.
Yeah, you know what? The real thing that solidified the deal for Steve is he was with Dave and I on that day where we actually found this breezing big fish, and we went all the way from out front of Dana Point to all the way down off below the domes, and then the fish went down there. They turned around, and on their way back up, we finally got one hung and hooked it, caught a 116-pounder, put it on the deck. It took us over an hour to land the fish. The fish were moving in a westerly direction right into the wind. And literally, we put the fish on the deck. I went up in the tower. I picked up my mariners, and I looked due west, and I could see the bird school. It was a super – it was cloud-covered day, but the atmosphere was very clear.
How far away was that bird school?
We ran to the bird school. It was 8 miles away.
We
ran the Trinidad. I think we were running about 40 knots. Took just a couple minutes to get up there, and our first bait on that bird school, we hung another fish.
Oh,
that's crazy.
And just unfortunate, we chafed off and
went in and weighed. But that's the what the difference it makes is you can get on the fish.
Right.
You need to get on the area where you need to be.
Yeah, what happens, you know, like in, you're fishing a porpoise school, and you hang yellowfin, and the biggest critical thing is you got to designate one guy in the boat to keep an eye on the porpoise school. Otherwise, you're going to lose the porpoise school. And so with gyros, you just pay attention to fish, you catch your fish, you gland them, and then you pick up the gyros and you find the porpoise school again in minutes.
That's, a huge thing, and that's what happens all the time. We were fishing a school on Tuesday that was just, the porpoises were just not showing very well. You know, it wasn't this giant spot where there's hundreds of them there jumping and doing somersaults out of the water. The fish would come up, and they were on fish. They wanted nothing to do with the boat. They were on their own program, but they would all come up and breathe and, you know, and spout for just a quick second, and they'd go down. And it was a super difficult spot to find because there's probably only 20 or 30 of them. And, you know, and they're down for a couple of minutes, and they pop up, but they weren't, again, jumping around. There's no way we would have been able to stay on those things without them because once they get a few hundred yards away from the boat, and it was white cappy, and it was breezy, and it was choppy, and not an easy thing to find, but you pick them up, you click the button, and it's just, okay, got them, you know, and we drive right to them. And that scenario plays out every time.
No doubt about it. Rudy, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey,
now,
guys,
as an investment advisor, wouldn't that be something that you should do to invest in a pair of gyros?
Yeah, that's going to amortize over the cost of gas and wasted trips in a real hurry.
for sure.
Good call.
Jimmy, hey, we met years ago over here near San Clemente High School at the Denny's for one of your white sea bass seminars with your father and brother, whole gang out there.
Oh, nice. Wow. And, that's been a while since I've done one of those.
Yeah, been a while. But, gosh, the fishing has just been so fun around here. I've been getting asked by everybody who's a client and everybody who's a neighborhood kid to do a morning half day or an afternoon after work. And this morning I decided to just take a day off. My son's got some baseball later, and I come out and get onto the balcony, look over Cotton's Point, and it looks like either the sand bass are a mile out or the tuna are right on the beach. There's 36 boats sitting right in front of me right now.
Wow, that was, you know, sure, beautiful morning driving up the coast this morning. Oh, my gosh, was it just smooth and just...
Yeah. Like, want to be out there.
Wow, something's biting right there. Maybe some
yellowtail
or something.
I'm sure it's the tuna. I'm just kidding about the sand bass. It's that close where I think if I had a pair of your glasses, I could see what these guys are having for breakfast.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, too, about having, you know, a lot of guys want to know whether you have one on the line, right? Especially whether you're sea bass, yellowtail, whatever. You can pick up the gyros and see a bent rod.
Oh, you see
from
everything.
From miles away. Yeah,
miles
it's like
away.
Okay, we need to be over there.
Well, the difference between having those is you don't see a bent rod; you see the guy that's obviously keeping the rod straight, so he's not wanting the other guys next to him to see it. You know, I mean, it's unfair. I mean, if you can see the boat on the horizon with your eyeball, you could pick those up and you could read his T-shirt. You know, I mean, it's that kind of thing. So even if the guy's trying to hide the fact that he's got one hooked, it's like, oh, they got two going and they're not trying to show anybody. I mean,
that's the deal.
They're like nothing else.
Well great, Rick.
I got a funny story from the other day. You know, I don't know if we would have needed the gyros this day because we rolled out of the harbor and saw some breaking birds and turned around and moved the other way, shut the boat off in the right place, and the little micro fry were being chased right into the side of the boat where they were bouncing into the side of the boat. And my son threw out a blue and chrome, and he, like salmon fishing, he felt the jig bouncing off the back of all the bluefin, and he pulled and set the hook and tail hooked one of them, brought it in by the tail. We didn't even have to gaff it. We lifted it in by the tail.
Nice. Very nice.
Nice job. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial. Thanks. That's a good report. See, this guy really does finances and fishing. There you go. Further proof. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Let's jump right back into the phones. All right. Talk to Leroy calling us from Rancho Peñasquitos this morning. Morning, Leroy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Leroy?
Morning.
Got a question in regards to the flat falls.
All right.
Can you fish those on the slide?
You absolutely could. Yeah, for sure.
I can't see why not. They'd work great.
I mean, that's kind of the idea of the slide is, you know, when that fish is up eating the jigs and kind of sinking back down, you want a lure to be, you know, sinking through the prop wash, and that's exactly what they do. You know, they fall quickly and more uniquely than a traditional lure does. I would say that it would work perfect on the slide.
Give it a try. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Dennis calling us from Norwalk. Good morning, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes, good morning. I just have a question for James there, or Jim.
Yep.
Jim, if myself was out there right now, I never caught a bluefin tuna before. Can you just tell me, you're talking about a 60-pound test fluorocarbon with some mono or the Power Pro line?
Uh-huh.
Okay, can you just tell me what type of setup would you like a tie the hook on with the leader?
Well, one of the things that I've got going right now is my best friend there, Barry, or not Barry, but Barry's one of my best friends too, but Dave Pfeiffer set me up with a Top Shot leader, you know, the butterfly rig, the Shimano
wind-on leaders.
Shimano wind-ons, and then it goes from loop to loop with some piece of hollow-ace braided line, and then he fed in 50-pound mono, knotless mono, into the hollow-ace, and so I have 100 yards of 50-pound top shot, and then that goes into 65 or 80-pound hollow-ace, and it splices back into that. And, you know, what I do is just have your tackle shop rig that for you, and it's on a Talica 16 with a 6'6 Therese XL rod, and that thing just is putting the hurt to them.
So you're using 100 yards of monofilament.
Yep.
If I get this right, it's reel full of hollow A spectra,
yes.
And then that hollow A spectra with a hollow connection goes to 100 yards of mono.
Right.
Is that what you said?
Then
another piece of hollow ace at the end of that mono,
yes.
Which a loop is spliced into that, and then you can do a loop-to-loop, which is also seamless, into your fluorocarbon butterfly jig wind-on.
Yes.
Okay.
So why the monofilament?
Here's the deal for me, anyway, on monofilament, and it really comes from marlin fishing, is when you're trying to cast braided line, it will hang up sometimes in the spool, and it'll... And what it does is when you're marlin fishing and you're throwing that live mackerel and you come any jerk stops on the spool from the braided line will cause your bait to flip funny in the air, and you don't want your bait to slap hard on the water. It stuns the bait and doesn't swim well when it hits, and so you'll get a little snag. So I want strictly mono for my casting distance. So, you know, give yourself 50 yards, 20 yards, whatever your casting distance is I like it to be mono. It's a little bit of shock for fighting the fish, number
stretch.
One. And it just casts super smooth. And it's, you know, your cast's got to be precise for when you're marlin fishing. And I can never have a snag up. You know, if you're winging iron, it doesn't matter if you have a little snag up on your cast. But smooth cast is critical for me.
Okay. Good advice.
Great advice.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The summer fishing means it's time to call Fisherman's Processing. And if you're a private boater, it is the best case scenario. Call them the day before you go to make arrangements so you can drop your fish off either right at their dock at Fisherman's Processing or utilize their after-hours drop bin where you get a tag, a lock combo, and you get to put your fish directly from your boat into their ice slush bin. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. When we come back, we got a lot more of your phone calls, lots of great info coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Jimmy Kingsmill on the Mighty 1090.
Feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
My Angler H2O. I will scent my lure with pride. And hope my boss doesn't notice the tan. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed sunken boats and outlast the hard-fighting largemouth bass. I will save water at home for better fishing out here and always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at VoteCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed up. They want to talk to Jimmy. Once again, I just want to go over this because, you know, we're selling expensive binoculars is one thing, but selling an essential piece of gear for your boat or for your trip is another thing. And that's what this has become. This is an essential piece of gear for your boat. I know everybody can't afford a $4,600 pair of binoculars, but if you can, and if you can make it, if you can justify it, it'll change your game. But Jimmy, what you do is you give a $100 discount to hookup1090.com. You go to our links page, you click on the Gyro Pro link, put hookup in the box there, and the Bylights, which are the lightweight ones, but they're still true gyroscopic binoculars, or the Mariners, you save $100 on either one, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Mariners are $55.50. The Bylights are $45.99.
That is correct.
Yeah. And you have two Bylights in stock right now.
We have two Bylights in stock. If you want a Mariner, it takes about a week to get a Mariner.
Okay. So Mariners are doable.
Mariners are, you know, they build them. They construct them for you, and it takes about a week.
Yeah.
The Mariner is a little different package. That was the package I put together where it comes with the power cord and the rubber eye shields, whereas the Bylight doesn't. They wanted to keep the price down as much as possible. So if you need some eye shields, I have those on the site. And also make note that the Mariners use two AA batteries, and the new Bylight, which is a pound and a half lighter, uses just a single CR123 lithium battery. Either the two AA's in the Mariner or the the single CR123 is going to last you all day long. But the thing is that I recommend is that I've got an Amazon link on my site that'll send you to Amazon Prime, and it's for a 10-pack of Duracell batteries, and it's $20. They're $2 a piece, and I really recommend that you
And they they last all day long.
They'll last
all
day.
Yeah. Yeah, you can leave it on all day, and it'll last throughout the whole day. I've had a day and a half on a battery before.
Yeah.
I most commonly, if we're using them a ton, we'll never change batteries in one day. And usually you're like halfway through day number two before you need to fire another pair down there.
Yeah. So my point is for our listeners that are serious about thinking about, call Jimmy. Talk to him.
I agree, man.
Talk to him. What's your phone number?
It's 949 area code 233-0495.
Jimmy's glad to answer your questions and talk to you about why you need this pair of binoculars.
And Pete, you said it best. You're cognizant of the fact that not everybody can afford. You're not trying to say that that's what you do. But it's so hard. This is one of those things that's so much harder to say and so much easier to see. Like when you have a pair of them, the difference that it makes is just. It's all those scenarios we talked about, finding a bird, finding a kelp, finding a porpoise, finding the boats, finding the condition, finding a breezer, all of those things it's not twice as good. It's, the number is 10 times.
Exponential.
It is. It's exponential.
Yeah, for sure. There's no question about it. It's like I was diving in the Keys this past week, and the setup I had didn't have one of the newfangled decompression gauges that it has. It's kind of like if you're a diver, it's like going without one of those. I felt naked. It was like I didn't know how deep it was. I didn't know where I was. I was kind of like, of course, kind of different thing. You're justifying your life versus it's not a life and death kind of thing here. But it's kind of like feeling naked without it. You just don't have the tools to get the job done.
I'll tell you.
And that's what it is.
When I first got my Mariners, I was so protective of them and so worried about the skiff and them getting beat up that I just wouldn't take them. If we were on a big boat where I knew it was, they were going to be safer and not get bounced around, I would take them. And then every time, even fishing yellowtail in La Jolla, when in theory you might not need them, you just want to check conditions. You want to check where you're at. You're at the south end, and you just, your gut tells you, it's going off where I'm not at. Like, I don't ever go fishing without those things. Because in 2 seconds, you can pick them up, and you can determine, yes, it is better up there, or no, it's not. Stick down here. This is where it's at. Or, you hate to say it. Well, those guys, there's four guys slow trolling around doing nothing, and we've got a spot of fish down here. It's just...
We're going this way.
Yeah, even just a day on the skiff, if you don't have them, you said it best, you feel naked without them.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, check this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with superior information in there, covering everything from islands to offshore to bass fishing and river fishing. This week's edition is Western Outdoor News, absolutely loaded with good information. Check it out at your local tackle store, or better yet, subscribe to Western Outdoor News. And one of the things that Western Outdoor News has a great coverage, and that is the trout fishing up in the Mammoth Lakes area. And boy, oh boy, they're still doing an amazing rush of trout fishing up there. And check out all the great conditions and stuff like that. They've had a good water flows because of the rain they've had up there. They had a wet June and July, so things are looking good, and the fish are biting up in Mammoth Lakes. And check out our Facebook page if you want to check out just a great picture from Mammoth Lakes and the Tioga Pass area there. Whitney, our good friend from Mammoth Lakes, in a snowstorm in July. Believe it or not, yeah. It's a cool picture on our Facebook page. It's Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. Check it out.
All right, well, the phones are packed up. We're going to jump right back into them. Let's talk to Grant, calling us from San Carlos this morning. Hi, Grant. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, what's up, Grant?
Hey, I have a question for Jim there regarding your glasses and guys that wear glasses, as well as two guys that both wear glasses and adjusting to each one of those guys. Are they kind of a one-man pair, or is that feasible, or does one have to be more sophisticated to be able to adjust to another user?
It's always best to have one user, to have them just tuned in just right, but there's no problem with guys with glasses. the device comes with two rubber eye rings that you can press your glasses right up to the to the rubber eye rings. It's the guys that use the eye shields. That's when you can't have glasses on. But they're real easy to tune. You just, put the objective lens cover on one side and tune one eye, and then do the opposite, cover the lens and open the other, and adjust your other eye. And generally you want to try to do that on the beach somewhere or in the harbor where you look clear across the marina and look at a little tiny street sign and focus it up from real far away. Otherwise,
and that's one of the things you'll teach them to do. When you buy it, you'll personally meet with them and show them all the adjustments.
Well, if they want to come by, I'd be happy to share anything with anybody. Yeah, absolutely.
I think actually, so the other thing, if you don't wear glasses, you buy the cups, rubber cups.
The rubber eye shield.
But it's actually easier if you wear glasses to readjust, because you don't have to pull the eye cups off.
Yeah, the eye cups you got to pull off and tune.
So it's easier actually for two guys with glasses than a guy without glasses to
absolutely
retune it.
And each guy.
And what I do is I take a little marker, a high-vis marker, and I mark my setting, both the optics as well as the the aperture, I guess, how far away from your eyes.
Yes.
And I put a mark where it needs to be so that if I loan my glasses out to somebody, I can just quickly readjust them back to where my settings are.
Grant, would you mean you want to have the glasses work with you and then also your professional captain, Ryan, who's answering our phones? Is that what you were getting at?
Oh, you're so perceptive.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Ryan and I have been talking about glasses, at the shop, and kind of saying exactly the same thing. I mean, it's a major investment, but having them for the style of fishing that we do and that you do, I mean, it's such the ticket.
Yeah, indeed.
So, Jim, another question for what Pete said in the case of Ryan and I. If we were to take those glasses and use the marker, two different color ones, I guess, and make adjustments too. He's gold, I'm silver. Then one could just go back and forth to those if they're properly set to start with?
Yeah, that'll get you real close. You know, a lot of conditions will change while you're fishing and stuff, and how you have a pair tuned is going to be how close your eyeball is to the lens. And you kind of want to gauge it to where if you got eyelashes right just before your eyelashes when you blink touch the lens and make it dirty, you want to be just right about there because you want to maximize your field of view. The further your eyeball is away from the lens, the narrower your view that you're going to receive. So you want to really maximize that, and so as you get tired throughout the day, that changes a little bit on how close your eyeball is, and so you're going to want to make little tiny tweaks now and then with the focus on each lens.
Grant, that's coming from the most professional guy ever looking through them, who's always got them tuned perfectly, and knowing that, that would probably help my game too, but I have mine set the way I don't ever change them ever, and probably that would be the better way to do it, but just for the regular guy like myself, and once I get those things tuned up, I hardly ever move them and have, very little to no issue with it ever.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Coming up, it's less than 3 weeks away now. It's our next San Diego County Ford Live Remote. It's going to be at Dana Landing on Mission Bay right there, Saturday, August 8th. What a great venue for this, 7 to 9 a.m. Your next chance for the Shimano San Diego County Ford Casting Contest and your chance to win the big grand prize. That's a trip for one to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, including round-trip ticket from San Diego to Sitka on Alaska Airlines, 4 nights lodging at Kingfisher Charters, 3 days of fishing, and your fish processing. And you also have a chance to win a trip on the Blackjack right there at Dana Landing, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Gym gift cards, AFCO clothing package, and it's for everybody. Whether you make the cast or not, you can have a chance to win all these grand prizes. Cowboy's going to be there with all kinds of great stuff. It's coming up Saturday, August 8th from 7 to 9 a.m., at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Come on, have a chance to win a trip to Alaska.
No doubt about it. Let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Doug calling from Montebello. Doug, thanks for hanging in there with us.
I was thinking, what about if you guys used a drone plus the binoculars? How would that work?
Yeah.
I think if you getting over a spot of fish or something, I think the drone would be great, especially like going and pulling up and checking a gel pad
cool.
or something like that. How cool is that?
Do you have time to do that kind of stuff, to launch the drone and then fly it around? I mean, it's kind of cool to see.
Who knows where we'll be at in 10 years? You never know.
Yeah, that would be great.
You could put a pair of Gyro Pros up on the drone. Have it looking for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hang out in the harbor.
The technology is amazing, and you know, it's just like a news helicopter. Those news helicopters, that camera you see on those police pursuits, those have five gyros in that
That
pod. There's five gyros, and I actually looked into it. In a gyrocopter was a website, and it was like $200,000 for a camera with the five gyros.
Now, what about these new gyro stabilizers that they have?
Oh, the Sea Keepers?
Yeah.
Sea Keepers.
Unbelievable.
Same concept,
right?
A whole
other game changer.
Yeah,
seriously.
A whole other, everybody's doing it. Everybody that owns a pilot house has a gyro.
Really?
And the only reason we don't have one in Chaser is because the engines are so big, we can't fit it in the engine
room. Find room.
Yeah, we don't have room for it.
That's one of the keys, that the boat has to be big enough with
enough
space.
Pretty much all Vikings now are coming with a spot specifically designated for a gyro. There's almost not a single Viking that goes off the assembly line without a Sea Keeper in it.
Wow. Really?
It's that big of a game changer. The gyro technology is unbelievable.
And it's basically the same technology
as
in the binoculars.
It's absolutely the same technology.
They
same exact principle.
Yeah.
But instead of steadying a pair of binoculars, you're steadying a 65-foot.
Yeah.
Badass sports fishing.
When I was on fishing with Pete on the Big Titan with the stabilizer, it actually was a little bit different to get used to, because you could see a swell, you could feel the boat raising on the swell, and you would anticipate your
rolling,
balancing yourself and steadying yourself, and it would kind of start to go one direction, and then you're anticipating the boat going the other, and it would just stop.
Weird.
That's so weird.
Just stop, and so you go. So you
you're
had to get
ready
used
to roll.
To it. Yeah,
but
you
don't roll.
But you don't roll. And so you got gyros in your binoculars and gyro in your boat. Unbelievable platform to spot fish.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump back into those phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about next up we talk to Bernard, who's calling from San Diego this morning. Hi, Bernard. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, how you doing? Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Yeah, I'd like to know if you can get red eye reduction on the binoculars.
Red eye reduction? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, you can get polarized filters on them. You can do just like your sunglasses, where you get the amber polarization, and you just screw it on the end of the objective lens, and that will help you in your
photography.
Not so much in your photography, but
your glare
in early morning, real late in the day and super early morning, it'll get rid of some of that glare.
So that's something you could actually do on the binoculars.
On the bi-light, yes.
On the bi-light
and the Mariner.
Really? They have a spot where
you can
just
not so much red eye, but
just
reduce
the glare.
Reduction.
Reduce the glare. Yeah, kind of like a pair of Mary Jim sunglasses.
Yep, same deal.
Same kind of idea. All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Shane in Long Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Shane?
Shane is gone.
All right, well then, how about we talk to Terry, who's calling us from Oceanside this morning. Hi, Terry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
How you doing? I just got back from a trip of a lifetime yesterday morning on the American Angler. We went down 210 miles and caught 465 tuna.
Nice. Wow. Those guys, who was running the boat on the American Angler?
Brian.
Brian, he's the man.
Awesome.
He's the man. Boy, you couldn't believe it. You see the pictures from 100 years ago where you got tuna all over the decks? That's what it was.
What a great trip.
And what a trip, yeah. Trip of a lifetime. And you guys are talking about the flat falls. After a half a day, I went to the Flat Falls, and that's all I fished the rest of the trip. Caught 25 fish on them, didn't matter what color.
Oh, amazing.
Fantastic.
That's quite a lure, isn't it, Terry?
Oh, yes. I'm telling you, heck, why use light bait?
There you go. Hey, Terry, great trip, great report on the American Angler, great boat. And I'll bet tuna's delicious, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, speaking of the American Angler, I got a message from Lori Patella, just letting everybody know, because it's been a very busy time of year, and they actually do have a couple of spots that just opened up on this Wednesday's three-day trip.
Whoa!
So, Terry, I know you could speak for how good that fishing is, but this Wednesday, three-day trip on the American Angler, they did have some spots that opened. Trip obviously was full, as they do, and a couple people had to jump off, so a very rare opportunity to go on a three-day on the American Angler right now while the fish is biting.
You could check out AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com, link that through the Let's Talk Hookup links page, or just call Lori in the office. The American Angler.
I would just call Lori now and say, I heard there's a couple spots. I'm on it. Let's go make it happen.
Oh, boy, you better jump on
that
fast. It's like right now. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
How about Mike in El Cajon? You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mike.
How you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Captain Jimmy, I got a question for you about the binoculars. Well, what I have is just a plain, you know, small stuff of glass for looking at sporting events. But if one looking to get, you know, those real big high-dollar binoculars for on the ocean for help spotting the fish, and when I'm looking to choose something, is the shade of the lens going to make a difference to what I purchase?
No, you know, everything's clear, like I said, unless you go with those polarized filters, which I generally don't use them just because there's just not a need for it. Mm-hmm. But if you take your bylights to a sporting event, you're going to get up close and personal with you're going to, you know if somebody brushed their teeth or not.
Wow.
It's the best deer and turkey scouting tool I've ever had, too. Now, don't get me wrong, they're not the lightest things for packing around all day, but you see so much better. And if we were looking for turkeys, like you could park on a hill and, you know, you can cover 5 miles so perfectly. I mean, I have a pair of field binoculars that I use as my hunting glasses, and sure, they're good, but again, being used to a pair of those gyros, you know, we can park up on top of a hill and you can pick out anything. I mean, any bird that's like in the brush, anything. It's such a huge thing when you're there with your buddies. Like, okay, I got two over here, I got one over here, I got two over here. It's like, well, I don't see anything. It's like, well, dude, they are right here.
And that's
cool.
The thing I love doing is somebody who's never picked up a pair of gyros, I put them in their face with it caged. Without the gyro on, and then I go, okay, flip that switch up.
Push this
now.
Button.
And every time somebody goes, whoa.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It can be like this?
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Well, I'll tell you, with the bylights, that you can bring those to a sporting event.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that's
they're a pound and a half lighter. And that's why they're selling so many to the military, because it's such a more compact device.
Yeah, you can pack them around.
And
smaller, fits in your hand, probably easier.
Yep.
The whole deal.
Awesome. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself that Rapala, Williams, and Lure Pack. Lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know. CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's important news from Searcher Sport Fishing. Our 2015 schedule is now available at SearcherSportFishing.com. This is Captain Art Taylor. After an outstanding 2014 season, I promise our trips will fill fast. The Searcher offers great service, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and plenty of room at the rail. Call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Or book online today at SearcherSportFishing.com.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, right.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the winner of the Rapala Williamson Lure Package is going to Dave in Poway. Dave, congratulations. You are going to be stoked on that bag of goodies. And this is a very good time of year to be getting a new little gift pack of Rapalas, let me tell you.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, Lloyd. Thanks, Jimmy. Great information.
Awesome.
Captain Jimmy Kingsmill. Now, we were talking in the break about people fighting over those two pairs of bylights you have in stock. There's not no fight. It's the first ones win, right? The first two in win.
Yep. Just go to gyropros.com and log in, put your info in there, and pick your means of payment, and as those come in, it'll be first come, first serve for those next two units.
Okay, and those are in stock right now?
I have those at my house at right now.
You could have them this afternoon.
Absolutely.
If you want them for a trip tomorrow, if you're the first two in there, you actually have them at your house in San Clemente. Somebody could get on gyropros.com, put the code on to save $100, hook up in there, and you could be looking through them this afternoon.
Absolutely.
There you go.
That's rad.
But there's only two in stock, and then you don't know.
You'll
find out on Monday what the next shipment is.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Thanks,
Jimmy,
guys.
It's gyropros.com. What's your phone number?
949-233-0495.
All right. Jimmy, thanks a lot. We'll see you on the water.
Yep, thank you, guys.
All right.
From a long ways away.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you for listening today. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Captain Ron will be here. Captain Ron Baker will be here. And then next Sunday, Captain Ryan Boschin from the San Diego, the man out there, tell us how to catch more fish. Stay tuned. Bike Week Radio is next, and we'll see you right back here on the Mighty 1090 next Saturday and Sunday.